All right, this week we have the Parshas Matos U'Maaseh. As I said last week, first of all, Matos U'Maaseh are always in the 3 weeks, either separated or together. Sometimes it might be Matos, Maaseh, and Dvorim. This year you have Pinchas, Matos U'Maaseh, and Dvorim. As I mentioned last week, we'll see each one of the parshiyos during this period of the Ein Abtzorim, the period of mourning, 3 weeks, discuss about Eretz Yisrael, the vision of the land, importance of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu castigating Reuven and God for not going along to Eretz Yisrael and so forth, which we'll discuss. We see sort of it was an element of remes in the Torah as a reminder of this particular period of the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael in that sense. We find at the beginning of the parsha of Matos something different than the other parshias. And in fact, the Rashbam is always very careful in the simple explanation of a pasuk. He spends a lot of time on this particular, usually he's very brief, in this particular question, where it says, Vaidaber Moshe el Roshei HaMatos, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the leaders of each one of the Shvatim, of the Matos, of Bnei Yisrael, telling them the dinim of Nidorim, vows, swearing, Shuois and so forth, the Dorim, the Dovos, all the halachas of Neder, etc. How come he says it doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem LaMoshe Leibur, like I said, by all the mitzvahs? So really, in fact, the Rashbam says that Nishalti, I was asked this question, and he even mentions the name of the city. It's interesting how he extends his reasoning over here and the amount of talk on this thing. It says, Ba'anyo, in the city of Anyo, Michrach, he says, Lushram, Lucerne, someplace, Spain over there, where it will be. That the Fiat Pshat, he says, where do we find a parasha, he says, that particular, this type of beginning, it doesn't say, Ve'daba Shem Moshe Leimur, should have said that, and then to express the ishki the neder, or to make a beautiful of the door. Why Moshe Rabbeinu on his own? Why David Moshe and Moshe Amatos? Why did he come to speak to them on his own? And secondly, where all of a sudden did the Moshe Amatos deserve this particular honor, so to speak, that Badafki spoke to them? Kala Torah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over. Who started, the Gemara says, in various places, to Aaron, and then to Nebonov, that there was a whole grouping in the Skanim, et cetera, went down the line to Klal Yisrael. And here it seems that immediately, the Roshei Amatos, straight to them. Well, how come that all of a sudden they deserve this particular honor? Or is it an honor? So, actually, it's difficult to find a real solid answer this particular question, and most scenes we go along with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that it's based specifically, he says, on the Smichas HaParshios over here, where the end of the last parsha says, Eile Tasu Hashem, all the Amtayim that we mentioned, all the Korban Musaf that we had, we discussed last week, so forth, is Levad, except for Nidrechem, your Nidorim that you bring, or Nidvosechem, your Nidovos, Lolosechem, Nidvosechem, and so forth. So therefore, he says the introduction over there was that over there, he said, Eilatasu Hashem, the Nidorim, and Nidovos, and so forth. So at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabel Misinai, Torah Shabbat Peh, at that particular time, the dinim of Nidorim and Nidovos and so forth. And therefore, he went directly to them, right? So we didn't have to go through the what you call the system, so to speak, of each time Vaydabar Hashem and Moshe Leilu and so forth, because it's connected to before, where this is a continuation. This is briefly paraphrasing what the Rashbam says. It really doesn't cover the other question, basically, why dafke to the Rosh Hamatos? Rosh Hamatos. So I once set a point on this particular question. And basically, I found that some sofa, most of what I said, you know, some sofa says it. So I'll quote from him. We know, and I'll tie it into Pirkei Avos that we have this week. In this case, when it comes to the Dorim, vows, promises, etc., etc., you go to the Rosh Hamatos. This was not, so to speak, an honor, as I said before. This was more of a, in a sense, of a strict talking to Vayedaber Moshe, telling them, laying down the law. He said, when it comes to Rosh Hamatos, the tendency is, as the Chacham Sofer says, they promise they're going to do, they're going to accomplish, they're going to do for the Kohol and the Klal, and, you know, to get elected, etc. You see, but the world comes to the sense of politicians as well, and all these different things. I'll always remember when I heard the words of Churchill. When Churchill once said, there was a big argument, and I forget already what the was in the Parliament and so forth, and they were fighting in politics back and forth with. And he got up and he says, I'll tell you, he says, the definition of the politician, he says, and a good politician. He says, a good politician is one who talks to the people when it comes to election, and he's able to explain to them he's going to do this and do this and promise this and give all these the guarantees and promises and accomplishments and so forth. And the people eat it up and they accept it. And later, after he's elected, he's able to talk them into the fact why he can't do it. And they accept it. He said, that's a good politician, he says. He promises, and he talks himself out of the promise. The point is, over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was admonishing them. Moshe Abatois, when it comes to Neder, Dorim Mishuas, you are first. Mm-hmm. You're first on the battle line, which means you're responsible for that in that particular sense. In fact, the Avnei Nezer, in that context, the Avnei Nezer asks a question. He says, how could really a person make a neder to prohibit himself a piece of meat or whatever it may be, to make a vow, et cetera, or to swear and so forth? It's about Toysef. He's adding on a mitzvah to the Torah, he says. He's adding on something new, something different through his saying that he wants to make. Where did how come the Torah gave such a thing of a neder and a shua? So he says a beautiful thought. He says it's not about Tosef over here, because the Torah is eternal. Whatever the Torah says, there's no such thing as wiping away or changing. A neder, a promise, a vow, a shuwa. You could be matir the neder, as we'll see right away. For example, a father and a husband could be mefer a neder. The day that they hear a wife makes a neder, they just say, we don't want it, without any reason even. And it's no neder. Meifer. Chochem could be matir the neder. Chochem, that's a mumcha, expert, it could be one. And if it's not an expert, it could be three. Three hejaitis could also be matir the neder. Reasoning, etc., what you call and a cause of regret, remorse, and it could be matir the neder. You could take it away. So therefore, it's not a din about choices. He said, so therefore, the whole basis of neder, the permissibility, is because the shofet, so to speak, the Rosh, the mate, he says, he has the power to take away the neder, to be mater the neder, and so forth. Moshe Rabbeinu was admonishing them to how careful you have to be in the neder. In today's perek, in the second perek, you find that Gamliel states in the Oiskim Mitzorchei Tzibur and so forth. And there he said, the third Mishnah, Hu Hoyoyme, he says, have a zehirin baroshus. Be careful with the leaders, the politicians, and the what he calls the so-called the seeing presidents, the officers, the oishki mitzorchei tzibur and so forth. Be careful. She'im mekarvin lo liyodam el tzorach atzman. whatever they say is for their benefit. They promise to promise that because they want to get elected or because they're getting out of something or they're accomplishing. It's, they don't help the person when he's in need and so forth. Then they forget about it. So we see you got to be very careful. Last week you had Shemaya Vavtanyo. Shemaya said, Al tizvade l'roshus. That's why hoyves abalocha usnayas harabonus. In the 10th Mishnah, he said hoyves abalocha usnayas harabonus. Why? Because you go with rabbonus, it's stature and so forth, social, then you have to come to the government, you have to be, you want to be recognized, etc., etc., and you're opening up Congress here. So it says, stay away from that. You have the malach of rabbonus, but not the rabbonus in that particular sense. Yosef is named rabbonus, he was nifted 10 years before all the other brothers, before for punishment. So therefore we see from here that the concept of the Dorim and the Davos is paramount by the Rosh Hamatos. And they are basic for that, as the Ebenezer says, and they have that power to do away with it as well also, and to take away that power. So they have to be exceedingly careful in the dinim of the Dorim and the Dovos. And we see from the Shloach Kodosh that even besides from the Dorim and the Dovos, the Torah alludes to even a stronger concept over here, where it says, Zeh Adovos Yitziv Hashem, by the Neder. A person makes a vow or a promise, you always say, believe neder. That is Hashem. Now, it should not be have a din of it. Once it has a din of a neder, you have a neder. But it says, lo yachil devoro, not to profane his word, not to, in a sense, desecrate, where he takes away the kiddush of his word, doesn't keep his word. And it says, called the ayat pip yasa. Everything comes out of his mouth, he should do. So the Shloach Kodesh asks, why are we reiterating, says lo yachil devoro. He should not profane his word. He should not make it chulin, not take his word that he gave a promise and so forth, or he swore kedusha and so forth. And now he's profaning. He's not living up to it. It's understood. So what do we have to say? Kol yotzei pivyasa. Of course, it says lo yachil devoro. It means kol yotzei pivyasa. The Shloach Kodesh says the Torah is alluding to another concept over here, that not only when it's formal, when you make a neder or a shvur, that it's understood the araisa and so forth, that a person's over not to procrastinate in performing according to his neder, that he promised, what he keep his promise to do it at the first possible moment and so forth, and he's held accountable. But also, even if you did make a neder, when it says kichola yotzei pivyasa, even the person says, I'm going to go with you tomorrow, I'm going to come here, I'm going to go. The Rishus, he didn't make it in a form of that. He didn't mean to make it in that. It's in that. Of course, you've got to be doctored and you have to keep your word. Moitzis of Asecho Tishma, it says later on, a person has to keep his word. A word is sacred. Just like the person who gave you the power of speech, it should be a positive, constructive act. And therefore, it has to be sacred, whether it's a formal nether or not a formal nether. That's what the Torah alludes to. Kichola yotzei pivyasa. Not only the yachil devoro as a neder, but any type of speech that a person says, and that's why the person should always say, "Yes, Hashem, I'll go with you tomorrow. I'll go with you to help and so forth." I have to believe neder. I'll try to come. But not even there, not to be definite, because once you're definite, it's Moshe's Masechet Tishma. You said a word, keep your word, no matter what. You have to keep your word. We see from the concept over here, the union of neder, the strength that a person has in the being mekayim, in the format of a promise that he makes. We have the bench of shkodesh ol. So we say by shkodesh, you saw the bench of shkodesh, you say menachem ol. What's the menachem ol? Menachem means to console. What does it mean, consoling of? You could say it means to console the month of Av because it's a Tisha B'Av and so forth. I saw one parish that's brought down from early commentaries that the whole kinnis, the whole Eicha and everything is always with the Aleph Beis. So he says it's Merames and the Inyan of Menachem of Aleph Beis. It should be a consolation for us of the Aleph Beis that we shouldn't have to say anymore what do you call it, Eicha. That we shouldn't be zeichah to a geula, we shouldn't have to say eichah, menachem of. We menachem the aleph beis that we transgress to the whole eichah through the aleph beis. As the Svasemen says, we say all these things with the whole olive base, because if you wouldn't use the olive base, you could never stop. Because always have more avarice and more avarice. So this we go with the olive base, we ice with all the ices. So we said with each ice, we said an avera, whatever it may be, is enough. But the concept over here is Menachem Or. I wanted to say maybe another reason that came to my mind in the concept of Menachem Or, maybe a little bit. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, Mishor Shebnei Yisrael, Oimrim, Beis HaKnesses, Ome Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorech, there's Mechaik Shem Toysos of him, Gears of the Gemara, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorech, or Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorech, when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba and so forth, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Manei Baroisha, and his Baroishan is, says, he says, Ashrei HaMelech, fortunate is the king Shemekalsin Oisoi, that they praise him in such a way, Heishmei Rabba and so forth, the Beisoi in his house, Beis HaMikdash. Ma'alei Li'ov, I'm quoting the Gemara, Ma'alei Li'ov, what does the father have? He said, Avinu Malkeinu, Ma'alei Li'ov, what does the father have? He should go to Bonov, but they're not here. It's Heishmei Rabba in America, and there's no Mikdash, no nothing, Golos. It's so Moshe is in Avelos Moshe, and Oy Lebonim, and also woe to those children. They're in Golos, Shehem Shegolu Meyavihem, that they have to say this in Golos also. So it seems there's a Golos of the Klal Yisrael, and the Moshe is Margish Ivo Yanochi Betzora. Moshe is in Golos also in the sense. And Avelus, the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. There's Mikdash Lamata, but he's going to be the Mikdash Lamala. So therefore we say, Menachem Ov, Ovidu Malkeinu, that we benching a Shkoidish Menachem Ov, that we are being Menachem, that the Boy Nishlal, the Boy Nishlal should be Menachem Os, Amok and Menachem Eschem, Meshach HaBeil Etzim, Yerushalayim. And you say by Pesach, the Baditshava says, we say Baloshin to praise the Boy Nishlal, and he praises us. We call it Chag HaMas, as is, he calls it we say Chag HaPesach, which goes to Pesach, Boy Nishlal skipped over the houses, and Boy Nishlal calls the Chag HaMatzah, it's because we eat matzah. So each one gives the praise for the other. Okay, to go over here too, that we are Menachem in the sense of the way, Menachem not only for ourselves, but to the Boy Nishlal, Menachem of, Avidu Malkeinu, that the Boy Nishlal is also should be consoled in the sense of Heishmei Rabba, should be the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalsu Loisei, the Gula Shleim, the Bekorah. That's what I was thinking, and maybe a thought on the Inyan of Menachem of, the sense of off. But now what I'd like to do now, maybe it's a little bit in the context of a little bit halacha, but it's a very interesting point based on the Chumash over here. We haven't got too much time, but I'm going to try to do it in 10-15 minutes. We see over here, as I said, by Neder, I see by Neder that it says that a father has a right to do away with a neder that his daughter makes up to a certain age, Nara. And it's the Shoma Avia, the day that he hears it, that day, has to be that day that he hears it. And Hechishla, if he keeps quiet, doesn't say anything, it's a neder. Comes the neder. However, what if the father hears the neder, and if Yom Shomo he says, "Kedi of Yoisa, I don't want that neder. Destroy it. I don't want it." She's made a neder not to eat pears, not to eat fruit, or not to drink wine, or whatever it may be. And he said, "I don't want it." So there's no chiyuv. She has no neder whatsoever on the shul and so forth. Now, the same thing applies, as you see, Pesukim later, to the husband. If the husband says to the wife, Mishoma Isha, if the husband hears what she said, Hofe Yofe Raisa, I don't want the neder, which is a chatishma. And over here, there's an Afsha Lo Yokum, it's nothing, Isha Afeira, that's it. And in both places it says, Vashem Yislach Lo, and the Bnei Yisrael should forgive her. So the Chazal, the famous Gibora, Nozir Chok Gibel, and it's in the Malkus Kedusha, the various places. What should he forgive this for? Rashi brings over here the concept. If he destroyed the neder, it's no neder. Only Hashem Yisrach Lo. It means Hashem Yisrach Lo. But what is the, how does it come in over here? The Gemara says, it's talking to such a situation, such an instance, where it might be that she doesn't know. She doesn't know that the father destroyed the nether. He heard her say a nether, let's say, and he said to himself, I don't want it. It's no nether. But he didn't bother even telling her. But it's no nether. He destroyed it. It's no nether. I'll quote from the Gemara a little bit. Shuhafala Ba'ala, or the husband, destroyed the nether. The Layada, she didn't know. Didn't know that he destroyed it. And she goes, let's say she made a nether not to drink wine. And she goes and drinks wine. For example, that's why she needs slicha, forgiveness. Why does she need forgiveness? If he destroyed the nether, even though she didn't know, she thought she's doing an issa, even if she meant to drink the wine, she meant to do the issa, because she wanted to transgress her vow, her promise. But she didn't, because there was no vow. So what do you need a slicha for? And yet the Gemara says, Hashem Yisrach Lo. Kishehoye Magia, Rabbi Akiva, Eisa Posuk Zeh. Rabbi Akiva came to that Posuk and said, Hashem Yisrach Lo, that was you should forgive. Hoye Boiche. Started to cry. And he said to himself, for example, if a person has in mind to eat a piece of chazer, he's laying a piece of meat that's laying on the table, and he thinks it's chazer, it's pig, and he wants to eat the piece of chazer, he eats the piece and he finds out it was a lamb, kosher lamb. If that's the case, he needs slicha. Same idea like over here. She thought she's drinking wine, she's doing an Aveira, and she found out that it's not even an Aveira portion because he took it away. And still she needs slicha, so he would also need slicha in such a way, in such a case. So he says, Kal v'chomer, surely in a case, he says, if a person has in mind to eat chaza, and he eats chaza, taka, and it's chaza, alach has kama v'kama, that a person needs slicha, he says, this is Rabbi Akiva. So one kasha I once saw, which is really what you call in passing, so to speak. How come only Rabbi Akiva cried? How come the others didn't cry? She wanted Rabbi Akiva to take to this person. He cried. Well, some Rabbi Akiva only. So I'm going to take the moment to tell there was Sefer brings down, Sefer called E.A. Ayam. well known. Brings down that he once heard from the early commentaries, early Rishonim, that it's from a Zohar that brings down that the Asori Aruge Malchus that were punished for Mechiras Yosef were really a Gilgal of the Shvatim, which means they had certain parts of the Neshama of each of the Shvatim was that these are Asori Aruge Malchus. That's why these are the ones that were chosen. And Rabbi Akiva was from Shimon. From Shimon. Shimon was the one that instigated the wholesale of the case. Rabbi Akiva was the one that suffered the most. The harshest of all the punishments that he had, Rabbi Akiva. He was the harshest one of all. It's brought down. Suffered the most. So they say the pshat that brought down from that, from those you shouldn't say the pshat is that even though Rabbi Akiva didn't know anything about this, he wasn't margished, I didn't know. But there's an idiot, he always says in Megillah Daf Gimel, it's too much to go into now in detail. You'd have a chance to take a look over there, but that deal that in certain times, I once brought a proof to extrasensory perception, you know what that means, it was to be years ago, that the pshat is that sometimes a person does not see himself, but mazle chozer. He is affected. He shivers. He trembles. Because subconsciously, something is wrong. There's a hargosha that something's wrong. He doesn't know what it is, but there's something is wrong. That's called, so I brought a, when people, they came up with subliminal advertisement, if you remember that, these had they the whole court case, I think, on that, the time when they made in the theaters, where they had, they used to, in between the scenes in the movies, they had, in the things, they had, drink Pepsi, drink Pepsi, drink Pepsi, but you didn't see it. It was in the screen, subliminal. And later on, they had proof, they saw that in between the intercession, intermission, they went out, people bought more Pepsi than all the others. It had a subliminal effect on the person. So I said, it's a chazal. When they came up that time, I brought the Gemara Megillah. It says that sometimes that subconscious, there's a certain effect in a person. Rabbi Akiva, a certain hargosha he had, that something that he's being affected over here in that particular sense. And that, therefore, Bocha Rabbi Akiva, because it's a gevaint. It cried by him because of that effect, that emotion that came upon him, that he was going to, that an eating of suffering and so forth, because of the Avera. And over there, what was the Avera basically? The Avera basically, Yosef said to the brothers, I'm not going to party. Atem chashavtem l'ro'a. You thought you were going to do something wrong. But I came chashav l'toiva. I came a prime minister. Look what came out of here. What am I going to punish you for? But it's not so portioned. That's the pshat. That's the pshat that's brought down from the Rishayim. But it's a very, very difficult concept to understand. And it's a very difficult or Chaim HaKodesh, that's what I'm going to bring out. I want to give a little bit an answer, but to see if what people come up with, in a sense, in this particular context. That, for example, there's a Shaila based on this Gemara. What would happen if a woman commits adultery? Commits adultery. So according to the halacha, she's not only mechuyev misa, but she's also on the bayel, the one that she committed adultery with, it's called the bayel, she's also to him too. What happens if they find out after she committed adultery that at the time of the adultery, her husband died? They find out that he was away, let's say, minasayam, and they find out that he was dead. So she never committed adultery. She thought she committed adultery. She wanted to commit adultery, but she didn't commit adultery. Levisa, she didn't do it. What's the halacha? Would she be also to this man or not? Actually, it's a shaila brought down in the Piskei Tshuva and Eben Ezra, in Siman Yud Aleph, which brought down from one of the early Achreinim asked the question, and the Birkei Yosef brings it down, the Piskei Tshuva, and they bring it down. They want to come out portion of other. She should be mutter, even though she needs slicha, of course, Hashem yislach lo, because she thought she's doing an avera. She thought she's committing adultery and so forth, that she wanted to commit adultery. But in fact, she didn't. So she needs slicha, but you can't say she's also to the guy, because the act itself was not a prohibited act. It turned out it was not a prohibited act. It might not have been a nice thing to do. But according to halacha, you should, even when I'm married, it's not a thing that a Jewish person should do. But it's not a dinner for a cardinal sin. There is no aveira of misa over here. Chenek and so forth. Ishish. No. So what's the whole point over here? And your Chaim HaKodesh goes and makes a statement at the end of Vayechi. Take a look at the end of Vayechi. In fact, the last piece of Chaim practically. And he says, what Yosef said to the brothers, he says, what do you got to worry about? What do you have to worry about? He says, you meant to harm me. And he came out and became a prime minister. So what are you afraid I'm going to punish you? What are you afraid of? Why should I? So he says, this thing is like the example, he says, of a person, listen carefully, of a person that wants to give a cup of poison to his friend. He's planning to kill him. He gave him a cup of poison to his friend. And by mistake, he gave him a cup of wine. He thought he'd given him a cup of poison. And it turned out it was a cup of wine. The Chaim HaKodesh says, in such a case, he says, it's no Avera. Not only says no Avera, he needs no Slicha, no Kapora, no nothing. He didn't do anything. So everybody has to caution your Chaim HaKodesh from this Gemara in Mosia. The Gemara in Malkus, the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that even though she the nether was taken away, even though the nether was taken away, it was taken away, but still she needs Slicha Kapora because she thought she's doing a nether. She wanted to drink wine. She thought she's not allowed to drink wine, so she needs Kapora. So how could the Rechaim HaKodesh say that there's no such thing as, and not even B'dei Shemayim, she doesn't need any Kapora, he says. Nothing. He doesn't need Kapora. The one that wanted to kill this person with the poison. That's the famous Kasha they ask on the Rechaim HaKodesh. And it's very difficult to find an answer in the sense that, how do you reconcile that? And second of all, what's even more difficult to understand is the connection of the Rechaim HaKodesh of the drinking of giving wine instead of poison and what happened to Yosef and the brothers. By giving the wine to a person, you thought it's poison, and you're giving him wine, you didn't do anything wrong. The fact is, he got a glass of wine. But over there by Yosef, like Yosef told them, you thought you're going to hurt me. But what happened? It turned out great. But that's not an answer. What do you mean it turned out great? But the idea that once they, going to issue Mechorai, they took him, they kidnapped him, and they sold him. They're mechuyev the Misa because of the act they perpetrated iniquity. There was an iniquity perpetrated. They kidnapped and they sold him. What's the difference if it turned out? So if they could have sold him to a millionaire, if they would have sold him to a millionaire and he would live with $100,000 a year, they wouldn't be chayev. They're still chayev Misa. They're chayev for the transgressing of kidnapping and selling, which is the Torah. So how do you compare that to giving the wine? That's the other kasha of the Rechaim HaKodesh. I'm trying to understand. I said, well, what is the connection over here? How could it be? And how do we understand it? And basically the point question is, why should it be that she needs Slicha? To come back to the original before, I want to give an explanation a little bit. Why should it be? So there could be two different points of view over here. One point of view is, the question is based on the concept of machshava roh in a kodesh boch mustafa lemaisa. If I have a thought, I want to do an aveira. I'm preparing to do an aveira. I want to do an aveira. But I didn't do it. I ended up, by accident, I fell asleep. I didn't do the aveira. In a kodesh boch mustafa lemaisa. You're not punished for the machshava. Over here, she had a machshava to do an aveira, but it turned out that she didn't do an aveira. So why is she punished for machshava? That's the basic kasha in this Gemara from the Mon Kiddushin and so forth. there was only a thought, and the thought was not consummated, never came to fruition, and so forth. So one answer is the Mishulei Diskin. He wants to say this concept, which I said that once, but he says it. I mean, it's, and that when do you say that a machshava, just a thought alone, the Mishnah doesn't consider that, doesn't punish you and so forth, if it remains in the realm of thought. However, if a person thinks and act upon his thoughts, even though the acting upon the thoughts are not culminated in an overt act of iniquity, it's more than machshava. It's because it is slicha, which means that it's a machshava plus. It's a machshava with a preparation of an active preparation, which means I had a machshava to give, to drink the wine I'm not supposed to, I made the nether, or to give him poison. And I took a cup and I gave him. I thought I'm giving poison. I thought I'm drinking wine, where am I supposed to drink wine? So I'm perpetrating an act based on my machshava. So doing an act, even though the act is not an iniquity, but it's a preparation of an iniquity by an activity, a preparation to an iniquity by an activity, plus the machshava needs leaf. That's what I'm sure Lay Diskin wants to say. You could hear that. it's understandable to an extent that it is an extension of a machshava needs already a slicha. Another answer is given, even a stronger answer than that, that they want to say. Some commentaries want to say this particular point, which is a little difficult, but they want to say that the person has a machshava, and if he doesn't act, there are two things in an act. Very interesting point. There's an act that a person does, he perpetrates an act. So let's say I give the person to drink the wine, and I thought it's poison. So the act of giving a cup of wine was performed. That was, in a sense, an iniquitous act, in a sense that I thought it was an avera, what I'm doing. In the chefzer of the actuality, it was not an avera because there was no poison in there. There was just wine, for example, or that I was permitted to drink the wine. So they say, and even the Bishkarov comes up with that, and they say that the point is that the idea, there are two in Yodim and an Aveira. The Aveira is the perpetration of an act where the actual activity is iniquitous, is a what you call a transgression, like actually committing adultery, or actually drinking the poison that he gave him, or actually drinking wine when I'm not allowed to. And also there's the Aveira whereby by doing this act that turned out that it's not poison, that it's wine, but still I meant this act that like it's poison, therefore I am rebelling against the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So it's not the iniquity of being the poison that it is, but it's the rebellion to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, which means that an iniquity could be counted in two different ways. And it could be considered in the concept of the performance of an iniquity actuality, or the performance of iniquity in the theoretical sense of your rebelling against God. But your Bershom said, don't give poison to somebody. You're not allowed to drink wine because you made an edda. And you're drinking wine. I made an edda, and I want to drink wine even though I made an edda. I want to rebel against the Rabbi Shalom, even though you're not rebelling because he took away the nether. The man said, the Rabbi Shalom knows that you took away the nether, but that itself that you want to do this and you say, I'm doing it my machshava because I want to do it, that's actuality rebelling. And for the rebelling, you're mechuyev slicha. You can't get that, you don't get malchus for that because it's not that tangible. It's an imaginative thing, but the slicha, you have to have a kapor. That's what they say, Pshat. And the Bishkarov comes out also like that later on. I saw also that's what the one of these. These are two forms of reasoning why, in general, the Gemara in Nozia says that a woman should have to have slicha, have to have forgiveness, even though the husband took away the nether from her. She still has to have forgiveness from God. However, that's good. Okay. We understand he's slicha. Where does the Chaim HaKodesh come and say, by giving the wine to the guy and it wasn't poison, that he doesn't need any kapora, doesn't need any slicha? According to both of these reasons, so you need slicha. Whatever it is, you need slicha. So I wanted to say, I don't know for what it's worth, it's a difficult, that could be there's a difference. The reasoning that we just said now, the two reasons, I wanted to say, is a good concept in the point of Ein Odom LaMakom, between man and the Rabbeinu Shlomo, man and God. I rebelled against him, I sinned and so forth. The Chaim HaKodesh is given an example, dafke, not the example of Gemara in Nozi. He didn't bring the Gemara in Nozi. He didn't bring that Gemara at all. He gives an example of poison and wine. That's Ein Odom LaChaveiro. You want to destroy somebody. Destroying somebody is a din bein odom lachaveiro. When it comes to bein odom lachaveiro, there's a difference in halacha. We look at what was accomplished to the chaveiro. Did you accomplish with him something? Did you destroy him or didn't you destroy him? We don't care about you. If you didn't destroy him, then forget about him. There's nothing more to say. Then the boy looks away at all. You take, for example, when it comes, you find other places in that particular manner as well, that that if it comes to, for example, that if you do for somebody, for somebody else, and it didn't have any effect and so forth, that it has no, that it's not considered. It's not considered because, for example, the Gemara says a Malkus, that when you have to give two witnesses, they came and said that this person has to get 39 lashes. He ate chazer. Two other witnesses come and say, and they knock him out. They say, it's not true. You never were there. You never knew about. They knock off the first two witnesses. So what do? You got to give the witnesses Malkus. You got to give the witnesses Malkus. Right? So each one of the witnesses has to get full Malkus. They only wanted to give him only one Malkus. It was a question if they said he owed him $200. $200. And the witnesses came and they didn't owe him the $200. They could split the money. The Gemara says, Mishalchim the Mamayim. Each witness could give $100. As long as the other guy gets the $200, we don't care that the other two witnesses, that each witness has to give 200. Each one gets 100. But by Malkus, no. Malkus is the din of the Eidus. Is a witness that you sell false and so forth. And Malkus is not a halakha. What you are mechuyev Malkus because you want to give him Malkus and a mishalshim Malkus. That you can't do. So when the other man, the Chaveiro, this other example, other Chaveiro, it comes in a different context. So it could be from the Archaim HaKodesh over there is that he's showing that when it comes to being other man Chaveiro, over there when she drinks the wine, when she made an eder between her and God, and therefore she falsified, et cetera, et cetera. She needs slicha. But over here, when they're giving the poison to him, they're giving him wine, not poison. I didn't hurt the guy at all. Nothing happened over there. The Moshe says, forget about it. The Machavero takes over. So that part is understandable what he brings. But the connection to Yosef is difficult because they committed an Avera. They committed the Avera, as I said, kidnapping and that. You can't say that's connected to the wine to that. So I want to say it could be, to answer that part, maybe could be that what Yosef was claiming, not on the Aveira. Of course they have an Aveira. And they're sorry, Ruge Malchus. And they're going to be punishing generations for the kidnapping and so forth. But what Yosef said to them, I am not going to punish you. The Benodim HaChaveiro. He says, Atem chashavtem alai l'roa, alikim chashov l'toivah, I came out good. I'm a prime minister. I don't care what you told me that. I don't have to think that I'm going to punish you. Forget about it. He says, for me, it was perfect. You didn't harm me at all. For the Gabi me, the Rechaim HaKodesh said, there's no kapora. You don't need any slich or anything. As far as I'm concerned, if it doesn't matter, he says. You didn't hurt me at all. Maybe that's to understand the Yochayim HaKodesh and the difference over here between there and there. I hope I made myself clear because it's not an easy topic over here. And the same thing would apply with the woman with adultery. They say in Halacha, the Birkas Yosef and the Pesachei Tshuva and so forth, that she's mutter to that person. If she wants to later marry that particular guy, she's permitted to marry him, even though they thought they committed adultery because it didn't happen. So when it concerns the other individual, the overt act was not there, it's permissible. That's the clause. Okay, I think that's if anybody has a good answer by Wednesday and look up the Archaim and come up with something good, I'd appreciate it. Any questions?